واتقوني يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, with regard to our talks of Hajj, our first talk was with regard to Ziyarat of Medina, Ziyarat of the holy tomb of the holy personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our second talk was with regard to Umrah, and in the Umrah we have discussed in detail the putting on of the ihram, of making tawaf, etc. and also Safa Marwa, so that we will not repeat again today in detail. We will just refer to it and carry on with our talk of today, which is Hajj itself. As mentioned before, there are three types of Hajj. One is only Hajj, in which there is no Umrah, which is known as Ifrad. One is Hajj together with which there is Umrah. In the same journey, a person makes Hajj also and he makes Umrah also. And this is, if he puts on two ihrams, one ihram for Umrah, he comes out of his ihram, he puts on another ihram for Hajj, then this is known as tamattu. This is the most practical and the most popular and common form of Hajj. The third type is, in the same journey, one journey, a person makes Hajj and Umrah also. But yeah, in one ihram he makes Hajj, he makes Umrah, and in the same ihram, without taking out his ihram, he makes Hajj also. This is known as qiran. We don't have to worry about these technical terms or names or anything. For us, in all probability, we'll be making tamattu. Even if we don't know the word tamattu, it doesn't matter at all. For us, it is that we are just going to make Hajj. It, practically, it means for us that we'll go and make our Umrah. After Umrah, we will make Hajj. We'll put on another ihram and we'll make Hajj. Some of us will go to Medina first. Whether going to Medina first or not, that was also already discussed. Or we'll go after Hajj to Medina. Whatever the case may be, that has been discussed already. In our Hajj, that is our tamattu, we'll make our Umrah, that we have discussed already. Now we are going to discuss the main days of Hajj, that is the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th. These 5 days, these are the 5 days of Hajj. And most, the vast majority of people finish the Hajj in these 5 days. However, if somebody wants to do the 6th day also, then he is also most welcome. There is great reward also. He can do his Hajj up to 6 days also. A very small percentage of the people make the Hajj up to the 6th day. So now our Hajj, we also discussed about our stay in Makkah and Medina, when we are finished with our ziyarat and how we should spend our days in Medina. When we are finished our Umrah and up to the time of Hajj, whether it is 2 months, 1 month, 2 weeks, whatever it is, how we should spend our time, that also we have discussed. Now coming to the Hajj proper, the Hajj itself. On the 8th of Zulhijjah, that is the day when the Hajj starts now. So either the night on the 7th or the morning, more practical is in the morning, we put on our ihram now for making our Hajj. As I mentioned before, the ihram are not the sheets. That is only a sign of the ihram. The ihram is the niyat. So we can put on our sheets, and again, very briefly, first, just let me say very briefly what the Hajj is, so it will be very easy for us to follow up there, just put in the details as we go along. The Hajj is that on the 8th we go to Mina, after having put on our ihram, making niyat. In Mina we'll make our 5 namazes, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and the Fajr of the next day, the 9th. The 9th is Yawm al-Arafat, the day of Arafat, which is the day of Hajj, the main day. On the morning of the 9th, after we have finished our Fajr, we have our breakfast, we get to Arafat. We should be there by Zawal time. From Zawal to Maghrib, up to Maghrib time, up to sunset time, that is our main time of Hajj. That is actual Hajj. That is our wukuf at Arafat. We don't make Maghrib in Arafat, we go away to Muzdalifah. In Muzdalifah, in the time of Isha, we make our Maghrib and Isha namaz together. One azan, one takbir, 2 namazes, Maghrib and Isha. After that, we make some ibadat at night, then we rest. It's sunnah to rest also. We get up in the morning, as soon as it's subah, sadiq, fajr time, we make our fajr namaz, we make dua. After dua, when the little light comes, we pick up our stones and we go away to Mina. Now it's the 10th already. In Mina, our first thing is to go and tell the big shaitan, 7 stones. After that, we go and make our qurbani. After the qurbani, we remove the hair of our head. Now we are out of ihram. All the restrictions of ihram are over. Besides, our wife is still not halal for us. until we make tawaf-e-ziyarat. Then we go and make tawaf-e-ziyarat. After making tawaf-e-ziyarat, we come back to Mina. We should spend the nights in Mina. We shouldn't stay in Makkah, no matter how comfortable our hotel rooms are. We come to Mina. On the 11th, we pelt all three shaitans, the small one, middle one, and the big one. On the 12th, we pelt all three shaitans, the small one, the middle one, and the big one. Before sunset, if we leave from Mina, then our Hajj is over now. We have made our tawaf-e-ziyarat, went to Makkah, we came back, everything, our Hajj is over. Now, before we leave Makkah, we'll make one more tawaf, tawaf-e-wida. That tawaf, any nafil tawaf will also be tawaf-e-wida. So our Hajj is over. Those who want to stay the 6th day, or they could not go out of the boundary of Mina on the 12th, then they have to stay the next day and pelt all three shaitans again. The best is to do it after Zawal as well. Then they go away to Makkah, make the tawaf, and they go away, their Hajj is over. So that was briefly our Hajj. Now in that little sketch form, we'll carry on and fill in the details. Now starting off again, we put on our ihram. Then we make our niyat. Go to the haram, make it in the hatim, which is part of the Kaaba. What more blessed thing can there be than that? Some people, especially people from India, Pakistan, poorer countries, they stay far from the haram. For them to come all the way to the haram, or somebody who was staying near Mina, for him to come right to the haram again and go back that way again may be a little difficult. He can put on his ihram in his room, in wherever he's staying. Ladies particularly don't have to take the trouble to go and make the niyat in the haram. They can make it in their rooms wherever they are. But it should be done preferably in the haram itself, the haram of Makkah, which is very vast. And we all, when we stay within the haram of Makkah. We have put on our ihram. The details we have discussed previously, we won't go into details again. Now, we go away to Mina. When we come, our tawaf-e-qudum, some people may get confused with this. It's sunnah to make tawaf-e-qudum, but not for the person who's making tamattu. The person who's only making hajj, only ifrad, for him there is tawaf-e-qudum, it is sunnah to make. When we make our tawaf of umrah, our tawaf of qudum gets made within that already. So there's no tawaf of qudum for us. However, for those who are making tamattu and they want to do the safa and marwa finish before going to Mina and Arafat, practically this is the most best thing to do. Because afterwards the crowd is very big. And on the 10th, there is so much work, it is tiring, it is taxing, it is strenuous. So if a person finishes his Safa Marwa now, it's much more easier. A person who's making Qiran, it's afzal for him to make his Safa Marwa now. So we can do our Safa Marwa now. So if we intend doing our Safa Marwa before going, then on the night of the 7th, whenever it is easy for us, after Isha, 12 o'clock at night, whatever time, the crowds are a bit less at that time. So we can put on our ihram, we make our niyat, then we make a tawaf. Then in this tawaf, as I mentioned, one basic principle we should remember, after whichever tawaf there is safa marwa, then in that tawaf there will be istibar.